Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
WPOW-HD2 Miami.
Radio home of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida Panthers.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys.
1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Now, the latest headlines from the Geico Update Center.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, this is Biff, and this is your QAM Sports Update, sponsored by Jersey Mike's. In the World Cup, we had an upset earlier today as Japan beat Colombia 2-1 this morning. Carlos Sanchez Moreno gets a red card in the third minute for Colombia. Thus, they have 87 minutes of 10 versus 11, which isn't good. Senegal beats Poland 2-1 earlier today. Also, and finally, Russia gets a second straight win as they beat Mo Salah in Egypt 3-1. Russia has scored 8 goals in this tournament. We head to the ballpark as the Marlins come back last night and beat the San Francisco Giants 5-4. Dan Straley straddle the mound for the Marlins tonight as they have game 2. First pitch is in about an hour at 10:15. Finally, we head to the ice as the Panthers acquire former San Jose forward Mike Hoffman from obviously the Sharks, as he has 20-plus goals in his past 2 seasons. The subs above difference is legendary, with Jersey Mike's throwing an unforgettable party is easy. You supply your perfect guests, they'll supply the perfect subs. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above. And now on to weather, sponsored by Hialeah Park. It is a high of 86 and a low of 77 with partially cloudy skies throughout the evening. Tomorrow looks like rain again with scattered thunderstorms. You know what a good place to be is? Join us at the fountains at Hialeah Park to watch all your favorite World Cup games and enjoy food, drink specials, and soak in the beauty of the iconic Hialeah Park. Information at HialeahPark.com. I'm Matt Wilson, and coming up next is the Alex Donald Show, the final hour of it, here on Sports Radio 560 WQAM.
Yes! Oh, it is. It is. No music? What the hell? It is the 9 o'clock hour of the Alex Donald Show here on 560 WQAM.
That was the other guy's fault.
By the way, I notice you keep wanting to say that Senegal beat Portland today.
I really want to say Portland. Every time I'm looking at it and I'm seeing like a P and an O, so I'm assuming Portland, and I'm like, no, it's Poland.
You think the Portland Timbers would have done better against Senegal than Poland did today?
No.
I don't know, man.
They don't have Lewandowski.
Oh, see, wow, you know your stuff. And Chesney, the goalkeeper, is pretty good, too.
Yeah, you got me, too. That was too much. Well, I gave, like, a good chunk of my knowledge about
it. I only know that about Chesney because he plays for Juventus, and I follow Serie A very closely. But, yeah, Lewandowski is good.
By the way, go Juventus.
I hate you. I was about to curse at you on the air, but I realized I was on the radio. You got me. You almost got me with that one. But no, that was a terrible game by Poland today, especially that second goal, which sealed the deal. You have to be ready for everything. It was wacky the way that played out, right? Because Senegal had a guy on the sidelines getting a quick injury treatment. He was ready to go back into the game. And so, you know, you don't have to wait for a dead ball like a substitution when you're bringing a player back. The officials just in that spot, they have to kind of feel the game out and have a good time to let the player get back on the field. They have to signal you before you get back on the field. So as that was happening, a Polish defender was passing the ball back. I couldn't tell if he was passing it to the wing back or to the goalkeeper. It was not a very good ball he played regardless. Maybe it was supposed to go back to Chesney in goal. But right as he was doing that, the official signaled for the Senegal player to get back on the field. So as soon as the Senegal player ran from the sideline back onto the field, he poached that pass and then scored the goal when Chesney was more concerned about yelling at the official, like, what the hell are you doing, instead of actually playing the ball. I believe that the goalkeeper could have made a play on that ball if he wasn't so busy bitching at the official for letting the Senegal player back on the field. So I think that was a bad job by the Poland defense for not being ready for anything, and for the goalkeeper spending more effort protesting than actually trying to stop the shot. And that was just, it was kind of a questionable moment for the officials, but I thought the defenders had to be ready for anything, man. Really, 560-22 on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. Texter writes in, OMG, you're right, Dono. If I had to watch either of those videos, I would choose the snake over the Akron porn. I'm telling you, I'd be more likely to watch the snake video than the explicit movie that those two firefighters made. 560-22 on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. You can get in via the phone lines at 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. How about this? Tom Brady hints that he's playing until he's 45. He's now 40. This is the worst nightmare of any fan in the AFC East.
Wait, didn't he just say he was going to retire soon?
When did he say that?
I saw reports that said he'd be retiring sooner than later.
Well, maybe if sooner than later means 45 instead of 50. So Tom Brady created headlines. You're right. That's part of this story. I was too busy watching the World Cup that day, apparently. Tom Brady created headlines Sunday when he conceded retirement is coming sooner rather than later. Of course it is. He turns 41 in August. But for anyone thinking the Patriots quarterback might consider retirement after this year, Brady has news for you. After ESPN posted Brady's comments to Oprah Winfrey in an Instagram with the caption, Tom Brady says he's still motivated to keep playing, but he knows he can't play forever. Brady responded in the comments section. Wow, look at Brady. So concerned about his image on social media. Brady's verified account, Tom Brady, posted, 45. Oh! For those of us in Miami, even me, I don't speak Spanish, yet anybody in Miami knows 45 means 45 in Spanish.
I think it was a troll at the Miami fans.
You think that means he's coming to Miami?
You think there's a chance? No,
so you're telling me there's a chance.
I think he's messing with us. He knew that we would understand that too well.
He knew that any New Englander would have to put that in Google Translator to figure out what that means. But anybody in Miami would know right away.
You think they say Google Translate a little bit different in New England? Do you think there's a Google Translator for New England talk?
Lobster, Google Translator. Throw it in the Google Translator.
Do you think they use an A in it or no?
Yeah, they definitely use an A. Google Translator. Hey, Sully, put it in the Google Translator. Fun fact, one out of every two people in Boston is named Sully. That's official. I made it up, but it's probably true. One out of every two people in Boston. Hey, Sully. While you're out there getting that lobster, I know I sound Australian now. I'm trying, man.
Put that in the shrimp on the Barbie too while at it.
Put that in the Google Translator. 45, Brady wrote, which means 45 in Spanish. He followed that with three monkey emojis. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. The future Hall of Famer long has targeted playing until he's 45. So the end is near, but not too near. Now, how high of a level could he stay at, though, if he plays until 45? Will you start to see the precipitous drop, or can Tommy Brady play at a championship level until he's 45? Texter writes in, that play by Senegal should be illegal. The ref should have waited to get that player to come back into the game. You certainly, I know you're not saying this. Like, I know you're putting it on the refs, which is the right thing to do. It's certainly not a Senegal problem, right? Because they played within the rules. They followed the referee's orders. That was a very opportunistic play that they took. I just think Poland should have been ready for it. And I think Poland, especially the keeper, should have spent less time complaining about it and more time actually trying to stop the shot. Because I think he could have intercepted that pass before the Senegal player even put a foot on it. I'll have to go back and watch the replay again. But I felt like Szczęsny could have done something about that before the guy who got back on the pitch put it in the net. That's all. 560-22 on the Kendall Toyota. West Kendall Toyota text line. You know, interesting discussion that Hockman and Crowder were having earlier today. We'll talk about it with Ira Winderman later on. Hockman wonders if Pat Riley could have kept LeBron in Miami longer by coddling him more, right? Because I know that when LeBron left here in 2014 to go back to Cleveland, strongly hinted, and his people leaked a lot of this through the media, that LeBron had an issue with Riley not giving enough access to the organization, the facilities, to his entourage and his family members. And you remember when Pat Riley had his State of the Heat address after those NBA finals. It was a tough one. The Heat lost to the Spurs in five games. And rather than talk about how great LeBron is, how much he loves him, and essentially beg for LeBron to come back and re-sign or opt in to stay in Miami, Pat Riley basically challenged LeBron. If you got the guts, stay here. Don't go out that first door. And then later talked about the smiling faces and hidden agendas, right? Rather than being subservient and begging LeBron to come back or begging him to stay, Pat Riley offered more of a challenge, kind of appealed to his manhood. And I don't think LeBron necessarily liked that. So Hockman was wondering if Pat Riley should have played it differently and regrets playing it differently. Crowder said no. Riley did what he had to do. Here's what I'm saying to add my two cents to it. I strongly believe, and there's evidence to back this up, Pat Riley handled that postseason presser, the State of the Heat address. He handled it that way because Riley already had a good idea that LeBron was leaving, right? So I don't think Pat Riley really saw the opportunity there to throw a Hail Mary to beg LeBron to stay. I think Pat said what he said because he had a pretty good idea LeBron was out the door. Because here's something that reportedly happened right after that season was over, right between game five against the Spurs and Riley's State of the Heat address. Riley was trying to get into a room with LeBron. Exit meeting. Let me talk it out with you, LeBron. One-on-one. Let me get a sense of where your head is at, your thoughts on this organization, my thoughts on the organization, and where you fit in. I want to sit down with you and have that heart-to-heart talk. When Riley tried to make that happen, here's what he got in return. You don't talk to me right now. You talk to my agent. You talk to Rich Paul. That Riley could not get LeBron James in a room without talking to Rich Paul first or without Rich Paul being in that room. And Riley had a good sense at that point that LeBron is checking out, that he's checking out of the Miami Heat. He's considering leaving. I don't know for sure if Riley knew he was going back to Cleveland. But I think Riley had a pretty good idea at the time that this was becoming hopeless with LeBron. And I don't think he would have handled that news conference the way he did if he didn't have that idea that LeBron was out the door. And so at that point, I don't think there's anything Riley could have done to save it. Now, I know he drafted Shabazz Napier at LeBron's request, which was obviously not a good move in hindsight. But I don't think Riley at that point was conducting himself like, oh, I have an opportunity to beg LeBron to stay. And furthermore, if you were to bend over backwards that much to accommodate a great player but a diva, right, to give, we're going to give your people jobs here, like Dan Gilbert has done for LeBron's entourage in Cleveland. We're going to give them jobs with the team, 24-hour access to the facility. They sit wherever they want to in games. We're going to go the extra mile to make sure your every need is taken care of. That if he were to set that bar with LeBron, what's to stop the next good player or great player who's thinking of coming here to ask for that, right? That if you bend so much, you're setting a precedent where you have shown every future LeBron James out there, every future whale that you might be able to sign, that just like we did for LeBron, we're going to hand over full control of this organization to you. And Pat Riley did not want to set that precedent. And I respect him for it. I do. I respect him for that. And at the end of the day, I think LeBron leaving Miami had a lot less to do with that stuff, right? Had a lot less to do with access and pampering and coddling than it did with, I don't know if Dwayne Wade is going to be consistently showing up and playing every game. He's dealing with injuries now. I don't know if Chris Bosh is the best basketball fit for this. I don't know if the future of this roster is looking so great. Let me go to Cleveland, play with Kyrie. We can easily pull off a trade for Kevin Love to bring him there, and I can establish a younger big three in Cleveland. I think LeBron was thinking more about that than he was about Pat Riley accommodating his every need. So I don't blame Riley for that. I think if Riley is looking back on any regrets that he has during his tenure as Miami Heat head coach and Miami Heat president, I don't think that's near the top of his list. I think if Pat Riley is looking back at his regrets here, it would probably be number one would be the awkward, catastrophic summer of 2016 with Dwayne Wade. Even though they later, a year and a half later, they resolved it. Dwayne Wade came back to play here, was traded from Cleveland last spring. There was a happy ending to that story, but I think Pat Riley, if there's any regret that he has for his Heat tenure, it's about that summer where he and D. Wade had a falling out to the point where Dwayne Wade decided he wasn't feeling the love from Riley, or Mickey for that matter, and had to get out of here. I think if Riley was going to do anything over again, it's not coddling LeBron. I think if Riley could do anything over again, it's more communication and more love to Dwayne Wade. I think that would be Riley's biggest regret here. It's not the $98 million contract for Hassan. It's not the, you know, the contract that he matched for Tyler Johnson. It's not drafting Michael Beasley instead of Russell Westbrook. I think it would be the Dwayne Wade thing if he's got a regret here. The Alex Dono Show continues here on QAM.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
I love the reactions on the text line to the question of whether Pat Riley should have coddled LeBron James more when he was here from 2010 to 2014. This reaction from our buddy Reggae Man. You mean that termite, Dono, quietly eating away at your structure? LeBron James, the termite? But then you also get, please, LBJ is the exception. He should have done everything to keep LBJ. My point, though, is I think Pat Riley, he did. I don't really think, my greater point here is, I don't think the coddling made the type of difference LeBron's people and certain members of the media want you to think it did. LeBron James leaving Miami to go back to Cleveland, you might want to think to yourself, if Pat Riley had only given his friends more courtside seats, if he had only given Maverick, Carter, and Rich Paul 24-hour-a-day access to the facility, if he had only bent over backwards a little bit more to accommodate LeBron's family, a lot of which he did, by the way, right? Like Ira, who we're going to speak to in about 15 minutes, has told me that Pat Riley and Mickey Arison did a lot to accommodate LeBron's family, his mom, his wife, his children. That I think a lot of these reports about LeBron not thinking he got enough love here are just stories that have been exaggerated or retrofitted to meet these arguments later on. I think if Pat Riley had done more to coddle LeBron James, I don't think it would have made the difference in him leaving or staying. And it would have made a lot of us respect Pat Riley a little bit less if he had done more of this coddling. And it would have made future free agents think less of Pat Riley had he given up more. One of these texts that come in, I can't read certain words or certain like phrases on the radio, but a guy basically saying that Pat Riley should have done something for LeBron James, though I can't even describe it, but it's a funny text. In other words, saying he should have done everything to keep LeBron, literally everything. I don't think it was about the way LeBron was getting treated by Mickey and Pat. I really don't. I think it was more about LeBron seeing an opportunity to go to Kyrie Irving, to Kevin Love, while creating a great narrative of going back home, quote unquote, back home to Cleveland. I think he saw a great opportunity from both a basketball sense and from a community sense to go back to the area where he's from and the team that drafted him. I think that was more about business and basketball than it was about getting spoiled or coddled. I think Pat Riley did everything he could to keep LeBron. And the whole coddling thing just became an excuse or an argument after the fact. I strongly believe that. If you'd like to get in via the phone lines, 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. Now, if you could tell me or tell Pat with 100% certainty that if you had coddled him more, that would guarantee LeBron James comes back, right? If all you have to do is give a couple of extra front row seats to his buddies, floor seats, give more access to his entourage, give jobs to his friends in the organization, if that could guarantee you four more years of LeBron in the big three, then maybe Pat Riley would have thought differently. You know what? If that's going to guarantee me LeBron comes back, fine. I think that was far from a guarantee. And I think Riley handled it in a very Pat Riley way. And I don't think that made the difference in LeBron staying or leaving. Our buddy Tom DeAngelo, who, by the way, is going to join me on Thursday night before the NBA draft. Tom DeAngelo from the Palm Beach Post. This might not be the summer for Pat Riley to work his magic, Tom writes. Barring a trade, the Miami Heat will be sitting out of the NBA draft for just the third time in their history. Well, I didn't realize that. I mean, I know the team has only been around since 88, but still, sitting out of the NBA draft for just the third time in history would be something. But don't mistake that for Pat Riley sitting on a yacht off some tropical island and a closed sign being hung on the offices at 601 Biscayne Boulevard. The Heat certainly are open for business as the NBA offseason officially kicks off with Thursday's draft and then hits a frenzied pace 10 days later with the start of free agency. Somehow, the Heat will manage to join the party. They seemingly always do, but they will become bystanders. But will they become bystanders, or can they find a way to become the life of the party? Recent history has not been kind to the Heat. Miami has entered the last two summers full of hope and optimism just from getting sit-downs with two of the most coveted free agents, Kevin Durant in 2016, Gordon Hayward in 2017. Admittedly, the long shot, a long shot both years, more so with Durant, Miami had to settle for Plan B in both cases. In 2016, and after losing Dwayne Wade, that meant basically starting over by offering one-year deals to lower-level free agents and develop its young core of Hassan Whiteside, Josh Richardson, Justice Winslow, and Tyler Johnson. Last summer, that meant holding onto free agents from the previous summer that showed promise, James Johnson, Deion Waiters, and Wayne Ellington, and picking up a nice supplemental part, which the Heat did with the solid signing of Kelly Olynyk, which turned out, like he said, to be a very solid signing. In fact, Eric Spoelstra getting more out of Kelly Olynyk than Brad Stevens did. How about that? Which brings us to the summer of 2018, Tom writes. After watching Durant being convinced to chase rings at Golden State and Brad Stevens convincing Gordon Hayward to turn back the clock to his college days in Boston, could the Heat be looking at having failed to meet their highest expectations for the third consecutive summer? Miami has been as much a victim of its own success and Riley's reputation as anything else. Few teams ever even make the final cut when it comes to the summer's biggest catch, but the Heat seem to every year. They did in 2010 and capitalized, leading to two titles and four consecutive finals, which raised the bar even higher. They did again the last two summers, although the outcome was far less satisfying than in 2010. For every LeBron James and Chris Bosh, there is a Kevin Durant and Gordon Hayward. And while some may look at it as if Riley is losing his touch, just by getting in the door every year shows his reputation remains intact. Throwing a bag of championship rings on the table still resonates. So how will 2018 play out, Tom asks. The Heat enter this offseason in a much different place with no flexibility and few assets to offer as major trade bait. And this free agency class is top-heavy with Durant, James, Chris Paul, Paul George, and DeMarcus Cousins leading the way. With James, George, and Cousins, the realistic choices to switch teams. And even without anything to offer, Riley is still likely will get a sit-down with James. Wow, can you imagine that? How would that conversation go, by the way? But getting in the door and closing the deal are two very different things. The only way James returns to Miami is for Riley and Andy Ellisberg to pull off a stunning sign-and-trade that would involve convincing James the Heat are on the cusp of contending, and then convincing Cavs owner Dan Gilbert to once again deal with Riley. There is a better chance of Cleveland becoming the number one tourist destination in the country than that happening. I would love to be a fly on the wall, by the way, if Pat Riley does get that meeting with LeBron. Whether Rich Paul is in the room or not, the agent, I would love to know what they talk about. LeBron, why don't we run the clock back and do this again, man? Why don't we run the clock back? Pat drops his rings on the table. LeBron, two of these were thanks to you. Two of these rings on my hand were thanks to you. I would love to be in that meeting, man. I would love that. I wonder what LeBron would say, like what LeBron's opening remark would be. If he would come out and kind of say, you know what, Yeah, I think LeBron would probably say something like this. Pat, you know I love this city. You know I have a lot of respect for this franchise. Tell me what else you can do if I come here, if I come back to Miami. Who am I going to be playing with? Am I going to be playing with Hassan and Magruder? Deion Waiters, is that going to be my number two? That didn't work out so well when I first got back to Cleveland. What's my supporting cast going to be here? Kelly Olynyk, where does he fit in? Can we find a way to bring in Paul George? Can we find a way to trade for Kawhi? That's got to be the opener. Like LeBron has got to say, you know I have a lot of respect for this city and this franchise. You know I had a great time here. But what else can you offer me if I come back to South Florida? If I come back to play for the Heat, who am I going to be playing with? Can we really contend? Can we really? You saw what I had to work with last year in Cleveland. You saw that as good as I am, I cannot work miracles. I can come close, but I can't work miracles. Tell me I wouldn't have to work a miracle just to get to the finals if I came back here. We'll talk with Ira Winderman from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. I would love to know if he thinks Riley is regretful for the way that that the end of the LeBron era in Miami went down. And, of course, what the Heat can do from here, my friend. Ira Winderman from the South Florida Sun Sentinel joins us next here on QAM. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.